Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
01864.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Carlos Ramirez.
Thank you. So I didn't see any information come up with that email. Would you be able to, I'm sorry, with your zip code, would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged, please?
When you typed in my name, did you type the, I mean, my last name is Ramirez.
Well, I didn't type it in. I just put the zip code here. Usually it comes up with the zip code.
I see. One moment, please.
Sure.
The last four numbers. One moment. All right, the last four numbers are 7081.
Thank you. And let me see. And the last name, could you repeat that for me? Your last name?
Ramirez, Ramirez.
Thank you. And let me see. Because I'm still not seeing anything show. Just for identification purposes also. What is the amount of the charge that you have?
When I entered the raffle, I was expecting to pay, one moment, I'm just pulling it up.
Oh, sure.
I was expecting to pay $6.89, which was paid, but then I got another charge for $89.90.
Okay. Well, would you be able to provide me with the first six digits of the card that was charged?
I'm afraid I don't want to do that, as I'm not certain if this is the correct individual. Correct people I'm trying to contact.
Okay. Well, I understand. So I wouldn't be able to charge you or anything with the first six digits of the card. It is just for identification purposes.
All right.
And I'm ready when you're ready.
So you just need the rest of the number?
Just the first six.
All right. 5523354.
Thank you. And so I'm going to repeat that back to you to make sure I have it correct. So that was 552433 for the first six. And the last four was 7081, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I didn't see any information come up with that card number. So with no information showing, we would have to assume it was a different company that has charged you.
All right. Thank you.
Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Just out of curiosity, which company is this?
Well, this is a third-party call center. We actually assist with the calls for over 400 online vendors, which was why I was asking for, like, your zip code and the card number, is because we would have to get it located first in order to see exactly what you were being charged for.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Well,
oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
I may have given you the wrong zip code.
Okay. Well, let me get it pulled back up here. Alrighty, I'm ready for that zip code when you're ready.
01887.
Thank you. And let me see. Bear with me one moment. Okay, so I still didn't see your name come up with this zip code either.
All right, thank you.
Oh, that was not a problem. I thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.